This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 324 for Friday, March 24th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. After prices bounced back on Thursday following 2 weeks of losses, the ICE Futures canola market consolidated its gains on Friday for the first time in over a month. Both Chicago soil and European rapeseed moved higher, while Malaysian palm oil and crude oil have taken losses. The Canadian dollar was down 4/10 of a United States cent compared to Thursday's close. The May canola contract was up $8.20 per ton at $743.40. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat all moved into positive territory. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported another sale of U.S. corn to China this morning, with 204,000 tons of old crops sold. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange kept its production estimate for Argentine corn production steady at 36 million tons, but it rated the country's corn crop at 6% good to excellent, down 1 point from last week. However, rains are in the forecast for northern and central Argentina. A senior Lloyd's of London official said that insurers will continue to cover grain shipments from Ukraine, but war cover policies will need to be renewed every 7 days. The May corn contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.43. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange also held its production estimate for Argentina's soybean crop steady at 25 million tons, rating it at 2% good to excellent and 73% poor to very poor. The Rosario Grain Exchange also anticipates Argentine soybean imports to rise 139% to 7.9 million tons this year due to ongoing drought. Spot soybean prices in China fell to a one-year low earlier today. A survey from Farm Futures is projecting 89.62 million acres of seeded area for U.S. soybeans in 2023-24, up 2.5% from the previous year. The May soybean contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.28. A Russian newspaper is reporting that the country may temporarily halt wheat and sunflower exports after a recent large drop in global prices. As of March 19th, the hard red winter wheat crop in Kansas was rated 50% poor to very poor due to drought, while Oklahoma's and Texas's hard red winter wheat crops were rated at 43 and 44% poor to very poor, respectively. Farm Futures is also projecting that U.S. wheat area will total 45.74 million acres for 2023-24, 5,600 more than the year before, with 6.3% fewer spring wheat acres and 3.4% more winter wheat acres. The May Chicago wheat contract was up 27% U.S. cents per bushel at $6.89. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 28 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.48. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.57. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, March 24th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.